Welcome to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Stacey Gotsoulias, and I'm the host of the Locked On Yankees podcast. You can find me on Twitter at @StaceGots or at the Locked On Yankees handle. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. We have a Google voicemail set up. You can call area code 845-445-7455. You can ask questions or leave comments about either the Yankees or about the podcast itself. We just ask that you refrain from using profane language. Again, that's 845-445-7455. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's show. It'll be a hodgepodge today. There was no game last night. There will be two games today. Today's the 20th anniversary of David Cone's perfect game. The Yankees acquired Terrence Gore. Aroldis Chapman, there were reports that he said he was going to opt out, and he said it was 1,000,000%, and now it's coming out that that report is false. So there's a lot of stuff happening, even though there wasn't a game last night. But before we get into all of it, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. You know, I've decided that I think someone should listen to this show and take a sip of a drink every time I say the word podcast. Don't do a full shot because you might be dead. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. For a limited time, Postmates is giving Locked On listeners $100 in free delivery credit for your first 7 days. So download the Postmates app and use the code Locked On. So, last night's game was banged due to inclement weather. It was stormy here in the New York area. Although I think I heard more rumbling of thunder than I saw storms, really. It was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. You know, the weather people made it out like it was going to be apocalyptic, and it wasn't that bad. But, you know, it was smart of them to postpone the game. Because you don't want to start a game, then have a rain delay, and then start a game back up again, have another rain delay because another storm's coming in. So, you know, I get why they did it. So the first game today is 3 p.m. It's a straight doubleheader. So I believe the people who had tickets for July 18th get to go to today's game. If you went to last night's game and sat there while they were deciding to postpone the game, or if you had tickets for last night and didn't bother going because you knew they were going to call the game, I don't think you can go into the stadium today. So that means that David Cone bobblehead night has become David Cone bobblehead afternoon. So it kind of stinks for some people because, you know, if you had plans to go to a 7 o'clock game and then you suddenly have to go to a 3 o'clock game, I mean, a lot of people work 9 to 5. So the crowd might be sparse. There may be bobbleheads left over for people who wouldn't normally get a bobblehead on a weeknight game because the lines are insane then. So it should be interesting. But the matchup is the same. Yonny Chirinos against Domingo Germán. And in the nightcap, right now, the Yankees starter is to be determined. I'm recording this at 10:41 a.m. I woke up a little late. And Charlie Morton will be pitching for the Rays. So as I mentioned, today is the 20th anniversary of David Cone's perfect game. I was supposed to be at David Cone's perfect game, but didn't go. A fact that still haunts me to this day. Makes me bitter when I think about it. Here's the story. About 4 o'clock in the morning of the perfect game, I woke up to one of the worst leg cramps I've ever had in my life. And this is the thing. I was skinny when I was younger, but I always had giant calves. I took after my dad. He had big calves. Big calves, small ankles. They used to call me Popeye in high school if I wore shorts because my calves were really big. Like, they were so big that guys who played football and played sports, like, asked me, how did you get your calves so big? Do you do anything to work out? And I'd be like, no, I was born this way. So anyway, I had a leg cramp that reduced my giant calf to the size of, like a peach pit. Like, it just shrunk. So I could barely walk. My seats back then in the old stadium, I was in the upper deck. I was in box 623, row C, seats 5 through 8. I was right above first base, the fifth row of the upper deck. I would have had to climb up and down stairs with a leg that I couldn't even put any weight on. So I decided I'll stay home. Not a big deal. My brother can take one of his friends to the game, which he ended up doing. We had four seats when we first got season tickets. And it was great because some days I would go with my friends and some days my brother would go with his friends. This was a day that I was supposed to go with my brother and two of his friends. So anyway, he has the extra ticket for his friend. He goes to the game. I stay at home. I watch the game on my couch with my leg up, icing it, and hanging out with my dad. And we're watching as Cone is just mowing everyone down. And I'm sitting there going, this can't be happening. This really can't be happening. Eighth inning, my dad's like, I think he's going to throw a perfect game. And I'm like, oh God. Part of me is like, I really hope he doesn't. Because my brother, to that point, had been to game six against Atlanta in the 96 World Series. I was supposed to be there, but my mother never told me that my dad had an extra ticket for me because she thought it would be ridiculous for me to come down just for one baseball game from school. Still haven't forgiven her for that. So he had been at game six against Atlanta. So the first Yankees World Series that he would remember seeing. He was at Dwight Gooden's no-hitter with me and my dad. And now he's about to see David Cone pitch a perfect game. So to say that I was really pissed would be an understatement. So the last out happens. Cone falls to his knees, hugs Girardi. I'm sitting there crying for two reasons. Crying because I was happy for David Cone because pitching a perfect game is incredible. Crying because my leg was still bothering me, and crying because I wasn't there to witness it. Now, looking back, while I'm still annoyed that I wasn't actually at the game, I'm happy that I was with my dad in my den watching this game, and that's a memory that I have of my father. So it's not all bad, but just knowing that I was supposed to be at that game and didn't go. Yeah. Remember, to get this show every day, subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever else you get your podcasts. When you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. Wow, I was losing my voice there for a second. So because today is the 20th anniversary of David Cone's perfect game, there are a ton of articles on it. There's an oral history on MLB.com. Rustin Dodd wrote a really good an account of the game with David Cone's input, because David Cone watched the game for the first time in 20 years as part of, you know, writing the book that he wrote with Jack Curry. So that article is really interesting. If you have an Athletic subscription, I suggest you read it. Or if you have a friend with an Athletic subscription, just have them copy it into a Google Doc. Not that I've ever done that for anyone. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff coming out this week. Also, because the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies are this weekend, there are also articles coming out about Mariano Rivera. There is a first-person account from A-Rod on ESPN.com about being teammates with Mo. There's some funny lines in there, and reading about Mo and just how incredible an athlete he was up until the time he retired. It's really interesting stuff. I'm so excited for the Hall of Fame inductions. I feel bad for anyone who's going because it is going to be really, really hot. And, you know, they have to wear jackets and stuff. So, people are going to just be wilted up there. I feel kind of bad. And it's like right smack in the middle of the hottest part of the day. The ceremony starts on Sunday at 1:30 p.m. So, if you're going, and I think they're expecting at least 60,000 people there this year, and it's a good class being inducted, so, you know, and I said over the winter that if Mo and Moose got inducted at the same time, I'd want to be there, but now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I'd rather be in a cool house watching it on TV than standing there sweating my arse off. As much as I love Mo and as much as I love Moose, I think I told you all on this podcast that I started crying when I realized that Moose was making it into the Hall of Fame. I was watching the announcements with my mother, and as soon as I heard the words knuckle curve, and my brain activated and realized, wait, Moose is getting in. I started crying. Well, first I screamed, then I started crying, and then my mother made fun of me. So, yeah. I just get emotional about baseball. Baseball is my first and pretty much only love, and everything about it makes me feel romantic. I can't help it. As I mentioned in the opening, the Yankees acquired Terrence Gore in exchange for cash considerations. He was not placed on the 40-man, and he will report to Scranton. Gore is 28 years old. He has 40 stolen bases and 49 attempts in parts of 6 major league seasons. The Royals used him as a pinch runner in their 2014 and 2015 World Series runs, and he swiped a combined four postseason bases over those years. Those words were written by Brian Hoke, because I'm lazy and I didn't write a script today. I apologize. Anyway, Gore has appeared in 37 games this season. He's hitting .275 in 51 at-bats, which is a career high. He was designated for assignment by the Royals last week. Now, I also mentioned in the opening that yesterday a report was going around that Aroldis Chapman said that he was going to opt out of his current contract. I saw someone say that it was 1,000,000%. So now he's saying that that report is false. But, you know, if he does, it's understandable. Those opt-out clauses are there for a reason. I don't really have thoughts on this. You know, Chapman's fine. I know everyone's really pissed about the other night. You know, he's blown 4 saves, but 3 out of those 4 blown saves turned into wins. Obviously, Monday night's didn't. Monday night could have been avoided if he had thrown a better pitch to Darnold. It was just a really weird situation. You know, I don't think that that game makes him suddenly suck as a closer, unlike a lot of people in Yankee land. But anyway, I digress. Following this season, Chapman will have 2 years and around $34.4 million remaining on his 5-year, $86 million deal that he signed prior to 2017. He said through a translator about the opt-out rumor, "The report is completely false. I haven't even spoken to my agent about it. Like I said before, we have a big task in front of us, which is to win the division and win the World Series. That's the main focus for me now. Contract stuff hasn't even crossed my mind at all." And he tweeted last night at 6:10 p.m., which I didn't see. I don't follow a lot of the Yankee players. I know. I'm a Yankee podcaster, and I don't follow a lot of the players. But anyway, he tweeted a picture of himself on the mound, and it says, "Don't always believe what you hear in the media, Yankee 100%. So again, doubleheader today. Straight shot. Starts 3, and then I guess there's whenever the first game ends, I think there's a half hour between games? Something like that. This is a big doubleheader. I said it yesterday. This is a big series. It's the last big series between the Rays and the Yankees head-to-head, and from now on, they'll have to depend on other teams to, you know, for the Yankees, increase the lead, and for the Rays, decrease the Yankees' lead, I guess. So, again, important 2 games today. I'm a little worried about yesterday's rainout kind of killing the Yankees' momentum after their big 8th inning on Tuesday night. We'll see what happens. But for now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Don't forget that Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. And for a limited time, Postmates is giving Locked On listeners $100 in free delivery credit for your first 7 days. Just download the Postmates app and use the code Locked On. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever else you get your podcasts. When you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the show and spread the word about this show to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. So enjoy your Thursday. It's going to be a long day of baseball, and hopefully we'll have good things to talk about tomorrow.